In the blind-drawn, dark dining room of schoolhouse, dusty and echoing as a dining room in a vault, Mr. and Mrs. Pugh are silent over cold, grey cottage pie. Mr. Pugh reads, as he forks the shroud meat in, from Lives of the Great Poisoners. He has bound a plain brown paper cover round the book. Slyly, between slow mouthfuls, he side-spies up at Mrs. Pugh, poisons her with his eye, then goes on reading. He underlines certain passages and smiles in secret.
"Persons with manners do not read at table,"
says Mrs. Pugh. She swallows a digestive tablet as big as a horse pill, washing it down with clouded pea soup water.
"Some persons were brought up in pigsties."
"Pigs don't read at table, dear."
Bitterly she flicks dust from the broken cruet. It settles on the pie in a thin gnat rain.
"Pigs can't read, my dear."
"I know one who can."
Alone in the hissing laboratory of his wishes, Mr. Pugh minces among bad vats and Jeroboams, tiptoes through spinneys of murdering herbs, agony dancing in his crucibles, and mixes, especially for Mrs. Pugh, a venomous porridge unknown to toxicologists, which will scald and viper through her until her ears fall off like figs, her toes grow big and black as balloons, and steam comes screaming out of her navel.
"You know best, dear,"
says Mr. Pugh, and quick as a flash, he ducks her in rat soup.
"What's that book by your trough, Mr. Pugh?"
"It's a theological work, my dear. Lives of the Great Saints."
Mrs. Pugh smiles. An icicle forms in the cold air of the dining vault.
"I saw you talking to a..."